find it.
Yeah, my son talked to me just a little bit before we got here. He lives in Ray City, Georgia, and he was complaining. He says, you know, it's supposed to be freezing in the morning. And I said, well, do you know what it was here? And
that goes, warm.
No. And I said, 4 degrees. And he goes, oh.
Yeah.
You on?
Yeah.
I am.
All right, it's 7 p.m. on January 17th, 2024. I'll call the Sugar Creek Township Board of Trustees meeting to order. We'll start out with anything left remaining over from 2023. We'll begin with the December 27th meeting minutes. That was the year-end meeting. You sent those.
I did send them. Here are copies for you guys, and then here's the original with the attachments.
All righty.
And there was no change, so I emailed those to you.
I looked through those. I don't have any questions. Any questions from either of you guys?
No.
If none, then I will move that we approve the year-end meeting minutes from December 27th.
I second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor of approving the meeting minutes, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. That was unanimous. Anita, do you have any reports that would be December 31st?
Here's the bank wreck. There's the bank wreck. And here's the reports.
There's a method. It may not be the CPA method.
Switch.
It's my method. Is the difference between financial accounting and managerial accounting. Mm. Any questions with respect to the financial statements?
No questions.
Very well. I move that we approve the financial statements dated December 31st, 2023.
I will second the motion.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of approving the financial statements, please say yes.
Yes. Yes.
And that was unanimous.
So we have been on, I'm back on that schedule of posting the appropriation status, revenue status, and cash summary fund.
Yeah.
And Anita, you did send these to us electronically. Mm-hmm. These haven't changed?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so I'll take those and go ahead and post them, and maybe we'll just continue. Are we doing it quarterly? Was that what we decided?
I think so.
Okay. So it'll be done in, it won't be done on the quarter, it'll be done January for the one ending December.
Yeah.
And then I'll do April for the one ending May, or I'm sorry, March and so on.
Yeah, after we approve them, then I think it's time to put it up.
Okay,
yep. And I think we talk about putting it up quarterly, but yeah, it's gonna be year to date.
Right.
It's not like a quarterly.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. So we'll do it four times a year, year to date.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
All right. Here's the bank statement for December.
Look how the numbers match.
They still would have matched if I gave you that first.
I know. But now I can appear to be confident. For appearance only. Any questions?
No questions.
Very well. I move that we approve the bank reconciliation dated 12/31/23.
I second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor of approving the bank reconciliation, please say yes.
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 Yes. And there's no signature line on this. Is there usually a signature line?
Yeah, there usually is, and that was a UAN error, so just write them somewhere.
Yeah.
They said I could attach a paper with lines, but I figured we'd just sign it.
We can figure it out.
Yeah.
Probably no payroll vouchers for that.
There actually is, but it's a January one, so that is all I have.
Okay.
For December.
Road supervisor had provided us with his monthly report that would have been dated the end of December. I saw that come through today.
I was going to say, is that the one that just...
Yeah, just hit the email. So I didn't have an opportunity to print it off. And
I did not.
Yeah. I read it. It looked like we had done some culverts and driveway, rather. And some other light work.
Looks like 2 days of removing snow and 4 days of checking. And he also mentions that we did five ton of salt. Would that be right, Scott?
Yeah.
He says loads of salt mix, five. I'm sorry, not ton.
Yeah, down at the bottom, then he talks about some excavating work
did. Installed clearance.
Yeah.
Railroad signs on Moser and Gowdy, drive extension on Kohler.
Yeah.
Road enclosure and catch basin on Kohler. Okay.
Okay. So I move that we include that road supervisor's report with the official meeting minutes just to make it available for public record.
A second.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of including the road supervisor report with meeting minutes, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And that was unanimous. Fire department reports. I don't know if we're going to receive any more communication from East Wayne, but I think we did. We receive something from Kidron. I remember.
I did not check my email today.
Something coming through.
We do have this from December.
That's what it was.
But that's.
So this was the last report from East Wayne that came through. This may have been what I recalled coming through my email.
Got it.
So I'll move that we include that report with our meeting minutes as well.
Second.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of including this report with meeting minutes, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. That was unanimous, I think. That takes us down to just about everything. Asset list for end of year 2023 is not yet available.
Who seconded the last thing?
I did.
Tom did. Yeah. So we're not able to review that inventory list. Typically, that is not completed until later in the spring or late winter.
It will be probably in a month.
Yeah. Next meeting, something like that. So saying that, then, I think that closes all of the business for 2023. Are you aware of any outstanding invoices from 2023 that we would need to authorize somehow backdated in any way?
I mean, there'll be then and now purchase orders if anything comes through for 2024.
And we can authorize those as they come up if there's anything else. But regardless, then I think it's appropriate that I move to close business for 2023.
I second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor of closing our business out for 2023, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. And so now the meeting is turned over to the fiscal officer, and we begin our reorganization meeting.
And Scott seconded that. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scott moved and Scott seconded.
All right.
That'll drive people crazy.
So at this point, because there's no current president and vice. It's once a year. All right, so that being said, I would like to be able to go back. I would like to open the floor for nominations for, let's start with president.
I would like to nominate Scott Widmer as board president.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Yes.
Any opposed? All right, that carries. Good. All right, and then I'll open the floor for any nominations for... Did we do a vice president last year?
Yeah, we did.
A vice president.
Yeah.
Tom Gregory. Second?
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Good. All right. So I'll turn the meeting back over to you guys.
It's, you're in the spotlight there for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
That was okay.
Whew. Good.
That's awesome. I love this group, man. We are having fun.
Well, well, mission.
Yeah. All right. So what are we doing in 24? I mean, it's been a couple days. Do you have anything that we need to look at?
I do.
You said some then and nows or something like that?
I do.
Payroll?
Let's start with... Oh, man. I got it. I'm going to remove Scott Widmer as from his office. Yeah. Give me one second.
This comes from Kevin. I don't know if you had seen that or not.
He's Tom Gregory, Scott Widmer, second motion carried.
Bins,
I think, and I got everything.
Is it inventory that goes into bins as well? Yeah, so it's kind of a $2,400 worth of those nuts and bolts.
Second in motion.
Wow.
That's from quarter inches to three quarters.
Yeah.
Not
the bolts. Okay. Don't have a lot of high quantity of anything bigger than three quarters, I wouldn't think.
We do have some, depending on some like special plow shoes and things like that, but they're seasonal.
Yeah.
How long, I mean, if we do an order like this, is that expected to last?
That'll last a long time.
Years.
Quite a few years.
So it's not something we do regularly, probably.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, this is the only payroll voucher so far this year for the road workers.
Scott, did you have a chance to go out and plow anyway? I don't think we've had much plowing to do, have we?
No, we've been very fortunate.
Yeah.
Could get a little cover.
Is this?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not to jinx us.
I think I heard that this is an El Nino year. I don't know if I have a thing. I'm not a meteorologist or a soothsayer or whatever it is, the climatologist.
BC supers.
No, it's cold.
But it seems different.
Yeah. We could, you know what? We live 30 miles north or 30 miles south. It could be huge difference.
Yeah. Also, this came through. I think she just wants to check if the addresses and et cetera is correct.
So those are all the newly elected.
I thought I interpreted that as just kind of confirming that that information is correct.
I'll look at it.
Okay.
It doesn't need to be signed. It just says name, title of contact person completed the form, which that could be any of us. Yeah. Oh.
Oh, thank you.
Yep.
Mr. Vice President.
Thank you. All right, this here is the list of purchase orders so far.
Okay.
That need to be approved and signed tonight. These are the ones at the beginning of the year, so you have the blanket purchase orders that are just a lump sum that are not vendor specific. And then you have the regular ones that are vendor specific, and then we paid bills and actually had a few then and nows that were dated prior to the 1-2 date that I did all the other purchase orders.
Got it.
So that's what the then and now are. So we have a variety of purchase orders that need to be.
So this kind of gets our funding started.
Yes.
And then there's three in here for catching up for what we're about to approve on monthly payout.
Correct.
There are a total of 27 POs dated from 1-2024 to 27-2024 for a grand amount of $508,340.64, or roughly about half of our budget. Maybe closer to a third, maybe. So that gets us started?
Yes.
Anita, so how do you begin the year with this? Do you go back to last year, or you just know these are like
I go back to last year and see what we spent, and then
yeah,
kind of copy them from last year. There's some that I knew we did last year that we weren't going to have again this year, and so I don't include those. And it's somewhat of a guessing game. So
for Colleen's sake, is this, I mean, next year when we get to this point, is this something that she'll be able to go back and look?
Yeah.
And say, okay, here's who we, yep. Of course, you'll
and
have.
And she was with me doing this process this year, so
right.
She's got notes.
And you will have the benefit of seeing what we spent the money on
right.
throughout the year, so you know kind of where the money's going.
Yeah. I think I need your email address. I don't know if I have that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It has been on some of those emails that I've been
has
forwarding
it? Okay.
you. She is included on some of those, yes.
Okay. I'm not excluding you.
Should I wait to update the website until April 1st?
Probably.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Because I go through March 31st.
She doesn't want any phone calls.
Wait till April 1st.
Yeah. Let's keep Anita. Let's keep Anita's at the top. Maybe homepage right at the top banner, Anita.
We would call it like a help desk.
Yeah, I love it.
Sure.
This is the balance that we spent on everything here for the year. Correct. Like just take you know, that's what we spent that this year.
No, actually, this is what she's allocating. For this coming year. Am I right on
yes.
that, Scott? That's,
oh, okay.
That's
those are
cut.
What we're estimating
it.
Will be spent for
yeah.
the next year.
Yeah, I get it.
But so. To be real honest, like that goes through 27, and this year I ended at purchase order 96.
Wow.
So you will continue to get purchase orders throughout the year as necessary.
I think it, you can explain this better, Scott, but this is just for us to have purchase orders approved so we can start conducting business right away.
Exactly.
Because we can't spend things until we have money, what, encumbered or purchase orders for them.
I think it's, yeah. we did our tentative budget at the end of the year that at least told the budget committee what we were thinking about. Now this actually authorizes the fiscal officer to cut checks out without us having to authorize everyone other than, I mean, we actually do a little bit of double authorization here by approving all the POs. Then we approve the monthly payment listing. Then we sign the check. So it's like the chain of custody is pretty tight at Round Grove, at Sugar Creek Township. it's just, I've been to other townships where you don't see any of that. It's all behind the veil. Here it's all out
yeah.
in the open.
Yeah,
that's what it should be.
Yeah.
So I'm going to move that we authorize purchase orders 1-2024 through.
They're different numbers. If you look back, the BCs go 1 through 10, and then the regulars start back over at 1.
You have explained that very well. Thank you. So, purchase order 1-2024 through 10-2024, specifically for the blanket BC Super purchase order, and then purchase orders 1-2024 through 27-2024 that are just regular POs and then a now PO specifically for vendors that are listed here and would be available for public scrutiny as a public document. I think that concludes my motion.
I second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor of approving these POs as described by the purchase order listing dated 1-16-2024, please say yes.
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 Okay, we will sign
so
those afterwards.
40 some odd things to sign.
Yeah.
But that's part of it.
Okay.
We would get out of here at 8 if it wasn't for all this work.
This is the list of bills to approve
oh, okay.
for tonight.
You won't see our check on this one because we got paid the last meeting
yeah.
of the year.
Sure.
Yeah.
Did the printer?
I was going to ask.
Eat some checks up
got
for
some,
you, or there's a lot of there's a lot of people that owe us money here. It looks like.
Yes.
Got some backed out there.
Yeah.
I was tired.
Yeah.
Actually, in my defense, the stack of checks that I put in some were going this way and some were going this way. And so when I started looking, I had a whole chunk in the middle that were upside down, much to my dismay.
Yeah, it happens. All right. Any questions with payment listing? None. I move that we authorize the payment listing shown here for January 2024.
I second the motion.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of approving the payment listing, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. That was unanimous. We'll sign these checks before the meeting concludes.
I'm sorry, who seconded that?
I think Tom did.
Okay.
Yes.
You slow them down if they are going too fast for you. Stop. Okay, and then the last, we'll sign the checks. This is just an updated fund status.
As
after
of.
Those, so that's just for your information.
Yeah.
And that's all I have.
All right. All right. Very well. So we've got a few things here to talk about with respect to some other items of business that came up. One of those was the quote we got from Tricor for an assortment of bolts and nuts and bins to hold the bolts and nuts and washers and lock nuts. And the estimate, the quote, was for $2,623.42. This is to stock up our garage for various sizes bolts from, what did you say, a quarter inch to three quarter inch?
Yeah.
And I'm assuming bolts are lengths from half inch to four inch. Wonderful. That's exactly the information we want to have. So we can discuss this if there's any questions. Then I'm going to move that we approve this quote. Well, I think we need to maybe just authorize Kevin to purchase these items that he's got a quote for an amount not to exceed $2,700. And that'll be the extent of my motion, if there's a second. Thank you, Scott. All in favor of authorizing Kevin for an amount not to exceed $2,700 to get the bolts and bins that he had quoted from Tricor, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. That is unanimous. Scott, you want to get that back to Kevin?
I can do that.
You said 2,700?
2,700, not to exceed.
And Scott.
Scott Feltus seconded. And unanimous. Meeting calendar for 2024, I think we had talked at the year-end meeting that we would consider continuing with the second Wednesday of each month. The Kidron Parks has made this building available to us, second Wednesday at 7 p.m. each month, so we can continue with that schedule. I don't think we need to move on that.
That's the second Tuesday?
Second Tuesday, even though we're...
Second Wednesday.
Or second Wednesday, even though we're on the third Wednesday right now.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
We would need to have something in the paper to post those meetings.
I'll update the website. Yeah. Do we need to have it in the newspaper as well?
I don't think we've been putting it in the newspaper.
Because the websites are official.
Because I think we decided that the website would be our main.
Cool.
So right now on the website I have this meeting, there's a calendar of the whole year, and I have this one posted and all the others say to be determined. But now that we've approved, do we need to officially approve that? Or?
We can. I don't think we need to.
No,
but
probably
we can.
Not. But since we've discussed it and agreed,
yeah.
Then I'll go ahead and post those. And then there's a little box you notice if we have a special meeting or a change. I do that in red so
yep.
people know what that is. I don't want to jump into your list.
No, go
but
ahead.
But that does remind me of one thing. I think each year we officially move on whether to continue to be paid on a per diem or on the salary. So we might need to do that. Should we do that this evening, Anita?
That would be fine. I think in the past you have mentioned that. that you're going to continue that.
And the per diem is set. We don't have any...
Right, that is correct.
Based on our budget by Columbus.
Yeah. So, Scott, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but townships are given the option of approving trustees' salaries.
Tom's and Scott.
Either as... There's just two options, right, Scott?
Yeah.
One is we are all paid the maximum amount allowable for a trustee to earn in the year. In other words, if you do 2 days of work in a month or 30 days of work in a month, everybody gets the same thing. So a couple years ago, it was changed back to a per diem, where every day we work, we get a set amount. And one of the things that I mentioned with your predecessor is that I felt like that was a fairer way to do it. He kind of spent a little more time doing things than I did, and I didn't feel like, okay, why should he and I be paid
right,
the same? And
exactly,
so
right.
I'm in favor of us continuing on a per diem basis, if you guys are, but I'm open to discussion too.
And the maximum amount is based on 200 days maximum. So I don't think I've ever had a year with the township where I've gotten 200 days of work in.
And I keep track of it, so if you get close,
yeah,
I will let you know that how many days you have left.
I've been 199, I've been 197, but I've never maxed it out. And I agree with Tom, it just makes a lot more sense. You've got some guys that are doing a ton more work. There's different types of work. Obviously, some of it is more prep behind the scenes, some of it is more the things that you've done, for instance, Scott, with the UniFirst and with the security system, and then jumping in the truck is a little bit different. But you know, there's things we do. It does consume our time, so we do. It's not inappropriate for us to be compensated.
Yeah.
But I think, take for instance, this period of the winter when I'm in a bit of a retrograde with the amount of work that I can do. My timesheet reflects that.
And I'll even add this moving forward, you know, there's three trustees. Sometimes trustees come in and they have full-time jobs. Sometimes trustees come in and they're retired.
Yeah.
So everybody can, you know, kind of has different, they have the ability to maybe put more days in or less days in or whatever. And
right.
Again, I just think that's the fairest way to compensate everybody is to do the per diem basis.
So I'll move that we continue with the per diem basis.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of continuing with the per diem basis, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right. I don't think there was anything else.
I did have something I wanted to bring to the group. Did everybody get the email from Jennifer Kuiper from the Wayne County Development of Planning?
Yes.
Okay. Jennifer says that they are establishing an exploratory committee of representatives from county departments, townships, interested groups, and others to explore new and updated regulatory tools. We are wanting to establish this committee with one or more from each township that is interested that would have time to meet a few times to look into different land use tools for your township. It says your township may want to explore and to learn more about the process. She talks about things like zoning, conservation easements, bylaws, and all of that. I don't know if anybody's looking to add more meetings to their schedule necessarily. But on the other hand, I think if the majority of townships are represented, I would be willing to go ahead and represent us in that. I did serve on the Downtown Planning Commission for 10 years, so I have a little bit of background in that. Townships are a different thing. I don't know that any of the townships have zoning. That's usually the biggest topic of discussion as far as whether or not, because we get calls all the time, hey, am I allowed to do this?
Right.
What about this sign? What about the setback and all of that? But maybe there's some things that they would present that I know this in Downton when we adopted land use regulations. Huge deal.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we hired an engineering firm to come in, and the way the township is, you know, set right now with how we defer to the county for their land use regulations, I think that seems to be working. And if properties become a nuisance, we have avenues that we can pursue for nuisance properties. So, but having said that, I'm willing to do it. I don't know if I want to necessarily volunteer if they're just looking for, like, hey, let's just have five or six townships represented and on an exploratory committee. But if they truly want someone from each township, I'll leave that open to do that.
Yeah, well, how about we move that you represent Sugar Creek Township at this, and then it's up to your, you know, you'll feedback with us here, but it's kind of up to your discretion whether or not if they have an objective that we need to be full in, all in, so to speak, or if there's something that's maybe a little bit more focused on Worcester Township, then we don't need to be quite as involved, but...
I'd be fine with that.
Would that be okay?
Yeah.
So I'll move that Tom represents Sugar Creek Township on this land use.
Yeah, it's
committee.
Sorry,
or exploratory group.
It's an exploratory committee.
Okay, yep. On this exploratory committee.
Yep.
With the Wayne County Economic Development.
Can you say that name again?
Yeah, it's with Wayne County Department of Planning.
Okay.
Department of Planning?
Yes.
I was listening, all evidence contrary to the...
No.
And so it's just with that, there's not like any more?
It, that I would be, I don't know, authorized or appointed to represent the township if we decide to participate in the exploratory committee.
Okay.
With Wayne County Department of Planning.
I so move.
Okay.
Is there a second?
My second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor of approving, authorizing Tom to be our representative, please say yes.
Yes.
All right.
She states she wants an answer here by January 31st. I think I'll email her and say, hey, you know, what more, can you tell us a little bit more about it? And then I'll kind of decide from there.
Okay.
There was one other thing Anita sent for
from Keel
through the levy
schedules.
I know you're going to be gone next month. Is this something that we need to start talking about?
We can talk about it now. I think we've got one item on that Keely sent us that we will need to be moving on in April, May to... maybe it's even something that we can start talking with the Wayne County Prosecutor's
Office
right now.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be bad.
Yeah.
I don't mind heading that up.
Okay.
I
think if we're telling them, hey, we're looking to, and maybe we should talk about this, but if we're looking to renew the northern and southern township levies, I understand that when we renew a levy, we don't get the step up in basis for it. But on the other hand, I don't think our fire department partners have come to us and say, hey, we really need you to increase this amount. And based on that, it wouldn't bother me to just renew them. I think they have more chance of passing also when they're renewed as opposed to replaced.
I think we keep the same term and the same amount, well, renew the amount.
Yeah.
And then we can begin in that direction unless we hear something different from either of our partners or Orville.
Yeah.
Although I think Orville has stated what they want to do in 24.
Yep.
And, you know, we see now that they're kind of incrementally moving that up. That hasn't been something that has really influenced our budget terribly.
I think just maybe even I think I did the last one. I think just contacting the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office and saying, I remember John telling me to put that we would like answers back by such and such a date so we have time at the whatever March meeting or April meeting to act on these.
Right.
And the last time they waited till a week before, but they got it to us.
And I think they had actually had some corrections that came up from Columbus, and
remember
so we
that?
Almost
we
missed
all
the.
Out of town.
Yeah.
It
we almost
like,
missed the deadline.
It was like your first thing. It's like
you throw it in.
Scott.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I think. Earlier, well, not every time. Earlier is better. I mean, sometimes you can be so early that you get forgotten.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we can start on it now, and then hopefully we'll be first in line. So I think we would need to have a resolution for that is what the WCPO wants. So
okay.
I move that we approve resolution number 2024-01-17-01.
There you go.
Authorizing me, Scott Widmer, as the representative of Sugar Creek Township to talk with Wayne County Prosecutor with respect to our levy issues that we'll have coming up on the November 2024 ballot.
I second Scott's motion.
I can repeat all that back without being exactly accurate. Yet, I, Scott Widmer, will.
I have Scott Widmer move to approve resolution 2024-01-17-01, approving Scott Widmer as the point of contact with the Wayne County Prosecutor with respect to our levy issues that we will have on the upcoming November ballot. Tom Gregory seconded.
That was perfect.
Perfect.
Did it carry yet?
Not yet. Okay. It's a resolution. We need a roll call.
Oh, you need a roll call.
Yeah.
Scott Widmer.
Yes.
Tom.
Yes.
Scott Feldes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Alrighty, yeah, if you can fire that back over to me, I'll be out of the loop tomorrow. So Friday I'll get it up to WCPO and get it started.
Unless we know anything.
More? Anything else? Final?
Did you want to talk about wages or did you want to take that?
We could go into executive session. It's not on the agenda, but it's not inappropriate for us to talk a little bit about wages. I'm not prepared to say specifically which
I might have it in
jot and tittle it is in the ORC that authorizes us to go into executive session for wages. We did it last reorganization meeting.
It's ORC. Yeah, compensation. Let me just copy that. It's ORC 121. That one.
Okay.
What is ORC what?
ORC 121.22. Uh-huh. Paragraph G1 authorizes us to go into executive session to talk about employee wages, etc. So I will move that we go into executive session as authorized by ORC 121.
And I think we do a roll call on that.
Point 22. Paragraph G1. We'll have a roll call. Well, I need a second.
I second it.
Thank you, Tom. We'll have a roll call.
Scott Widmer?
Yes.
Tom Gregory?
Yes.
Scott Feldes?
Yes. All right, we will retire into executive session.